Guys, so I know I've been gone for like a year or some shit. It's probably not been a year, but it's been a really long time. That's my cat, if you heard that. I don't have my fancy mic set up because I can't, because my computer is currently getting repaired for $350 and it won't be ready for another week. But I found myself home alone and I thought I would just do an OG Apple headphone microphone. Recorded audio. I don't have too much time because I have to go meet my friend at the mall to go dress shopping. This just sounds like a title to a porno, honestly. Me and my girlfriend go shopping for a prom dress, but what she gets is my fingers in her pussy. I don't know. Anyway. It's really weird. I almost feel out of my comfort zone, like I've forgotten how to do these. But I'm sure I'll get used to it again. I've got a whole nice 3 months left of summer. And every other week, I'll have the house to myself pretty much every night. And I'll be making a lot of these. So, yeah, I guess I can just update you on my life while I get my hand down here. Feels so good when you've been waiting for a little bit of privacy and a little bit of release all day, and then you finally get it. You finally get your hands down there and touch that spot that's been like begging you to touch it all day. It's like the best feeling in the whole world. Except maybe having someone else touch it for you, which is something that I got to experience during my long hiatus. And maybe I should talk about that a little bit. I have some worries that I'm coming back and I'm no longer the virgin and I'm about to turn 20 in a few weeks here and I'm not gonna be as sexy as I was before when I was 18 and pure. But hopefully you guys will not reject me because of these new happenings in my life. And you'll still like to hear me get off. Because I do like knowing that you're listening to me. I'm getting hard knowing what I'm doing right now. And knowing that you're touching yourself for me. And that you might even make yourself come for me. That's a really good feeling. And it gets me really, really excited and really, really wet. Since I've been home, I've found that I'm coming really quickly when I'm masturbating. I'm not really quite sure what that is. When I was having sex, I wasn't coming a lot. And I wonder if I'm coming super fast because my body's like, hey, you've been missing out on all these orgasms. And now it's desperate. Thinking about maybe doing a challenge for myself where I make myself come like 3 times a day for a week or something and record it. Even if it has to be really silent. Just so I can catch up. On all those orgasms I've been missing. For the record, I'm not salty about it by any means. I definitely did come several times when I was having sex, but I think I was just so intrigued by finally having sex for the first time itself, you know, that I just didn't really care. And the emotional connection, like the closeness, that's so amazing. And a lot of the time, I didn't really feel like I needed to come because it was just so satisfying. And that's not something I really thought would happen. And it was really cool. Yeah, but having somebody else's hand on my pussy playing with me, that's the most amazing fucking feeling in the world, and I just crave it so bad right now. Because my hand feels so good rubbing on my little greedy clit. But if I had your hand here, it would feel so much more better. More better. That's alright, I won't be a grammar Nazi. Just rubbing my clit in little circles. Nice and firmly. Kind of slow because I'm afraid I might come too fast. I'm gonna draw it out a little bit at least. I mean, after you've been waiting months and months to hear my voice, and then I come out with like a 3-minute long audio where I come. Like the first 2 minutes. That would just be mean, wouldn't it? And another interesting thing I've noticed about having a sexual partner versus not having one is, like, when I do have that, I'm not as horny, which maybe it's weird, but I guess I'm just, like, counting on my partner to turn me on and get me ready. And I think in the entire course of the 4 months we were together, did not say no to sex more than once or twice. And we were doing it like 2 or 3 times a day. But now that I'm by myself and single, I'm horny like multiple times a day. And I forgot what it's like to just be like ravenously horny and just really want to come. To be looking around and seeing if anyone's watching and just give yourself a nice little rub. Or to go into the bathroom, close the door, turn on the water, and play with yourself just a little bit. Maybe even make yourself come. Standing there in the bathroom with the water running, hands in your panties. Frantically rubbing on your clit and trying to get yourself over that edge that you so desperately need. And I say this out of experience because I've done that 1 or 2 times. Or just waiting and waiting for everyone to go to bed so you can get in bed and close the door and lock it. Get under the covers and watch something super dirty, or listen to something super sexy, or just let your imagination go wild. You can play with yourself and make yourself come. Finally, after a long day of wishing you could touch yourself. It's always really, really fun and really, really rewarding once you can finally play with yourself. I need to get back into edging myself. It's like I've forgotten how to hold myself back from coming. Oh, it just feels so good. I just want to let it out. Come. But I know the longer I make myself wait, the better it's gonna feel. The more intense it's gonna be. I hope you're stroking your cock with me right now. I hope you're pumping it up and down for me. Wish I could see it. I wish I could see you stroking yourself for me. I love watching that. I love it so much. And I have some gripe with porn as far as it goes with guys jerking off. Because I do love watching that. But I feel like every time I find a good video, it's just a cum shot. And while that is very hot on its own, you know, level, I want to see you, you know, play with it. I want to see you stroke it. I want to see the muscles in your abdomen tense up. I want to see it twitch. I want to see all of that. I love that so much. I want to pretend it's my hand making it do that. I want to pretend it's my hand making it twitch. Making it throb. I want to watch you stroke your cock for me. I do want you to make it come for me, but not yet. Quite yet. Even though I really want to come right now. We both have to hold back, okay? Not yet. Just let it build. Just let it build. I promise it'll be worth it. I promise it'll be worth it. You guys to send me ideas for audios, because I don't really have any. This one is kind of all over the place and rambly. Just kind of like a masturbate with me kind of an audio. And those are always fun, but I think you guys like the immersive ones where I'm talking directly to you. And there's a story and there's a fantasy. So, yeah, you should comment or you should PM me and tell me what you want to hear me act out, because I don't have any ideas. I need some inspiration. Oh, God. Oh, I wish you were here right now touching me. I wish you were here right now touching me, then I really wouldn't be able to hold back. I'm gonna come 20 minutes ago. If you were here rubbing my pussy with your big, strong hands. Flicking my little clit back and forth, rubbing it up and down in little circles. With your other arm just holding me down. Because I'm wriggling underneath you. On my body spasming as I get closer and closer to coming. Fuck, baby. Oh, I hope you're ready to come with me. Oh, God. Baby, are you ready? Are you gonna come with me? Are you ready? Come on. Oh, baby. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck, baby. I'm gonna come. Oh, I want you to come with me. Yeah, right now. Oh, baby, come with me. Come with me. Kind of made me lightheaded.